Mike Bisceglia here from Outside the Box. Hey, if you want to have your own podcast, contact me at otbpodcasting@gmail.com. That's right. We can get you your own Outside the Box.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Bisceglia and Leon Oliver.
Welcome to episode, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Slappy over here. We had a great intro going.
That's true.
Slappy
yep.
over here.
Slappy, that's me.
Record. You are paid money to press two buttons back here.
You know, this is probably not good. You should mention this in considering I'm approaching people about my podcasting business when I screwed up our initial open.
Yeah, come work with Mike Bisceglia.
We'll get to that in a
He'll
moment.
Fuck up your podcast and charge you too much money.
This is awkward. How are you been, Leon? It's been a while since we've done a podcast.
Been very good. We apologize. We haven't had a chance to do a show. Our real job's gotten in the way, and, you know, Mike's got the Hanukkah and the Christmas, and he adopted the black child, converted him to Islam.
Oh, yeah, Ramadan. Absolutely. Get them all
you
in there, baby.
Every holiday off.
That's true, I do. Groundhog's Day.
Boxing Day.
I'm taking
Day.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day off on Monday.
I'm going to D.C. this weekend, and Martin Luther King Jr. Day is Monday.
Yes.
I'm a little concerned about that. I think things may be a little randy in the city this weekend. I'm a little concerned about it. I will stay off the green line.
We'll be interested in our podcast next week. Maybe you could tell us about your trip to D.C.
I have a feeling
it's going to be a podcast-worthy topic that
maybe
day. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be fantastic.
I do. And that's a little hint to our listeners.
And if I stay off the green line, I'll leave with my life.
Absolutely. How you been, Leon? You been good?
I've been pretty good. Can't complain. Been drinking a lot of beer. Always a good thing.
Nice.
Had a couple beers before I came to work today, actually.
Did you really? What time does work start for people that are listening at home?
I can hear 11:30 in the morning.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get to topics of beer. We're going to introduce a new part of our segment, a new personality to the show we're going to get to in a matter of moments as well. But I know we have to get through huge story. And you teased this on the Facebook a few weeks ago. But we have big news.
We do have big news.
And we have a lot of thanks to go around with it as well.
Very, very big news. Of course, you're listening to this right now on SevoPodcast.com. That, of course, courtesy of our good friend Sean Tubbs. But, you know, we've been looking for a home of our own. There are many other fine programs on there, not as good as our podcast. And, that was a burp. I did that while talking. That's nice. Not as good as our podcast, but, you know, there's some other good stuff on there. Well, we need a home for Outside the
Sure,
Box.
Sure, you need a website.
And we've been talking about it, and Lord knows I'm too stupid, and you're far too stupid.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm dumb.
To build a website.
But you're average. I'm just stupid. Don't be mean to yourself.
I shouldn't lump me in with you.
Absolutely not.
I should not do that, and I apologize to myself.
Apology accepted.
But you know, we need a home
for
Outside the Box. So our good friend and fellow comrade here at the Charlottesville Radio Group, Wendy Edwards, has put her long laboring efforts into building us a fantastic new website that we'll have up for you very, very soon. We've seen this thing. It looks great. We'll have all our podcasts and stuff on there.
It's awesome.
Everything.
It's truly
this
awesome.
This is top of the line stuff here for our top of the line shtick.
And Wendy, she'll be starting her own podcast. So sort of, she helped us with the website. I don't know if this is legal through the government and stuff because there's no taxes and whatnot. But we're helping her through her podcast. Check her out at WendyEdwards.com. She'll be working with OTB Podcasts. And we'll get her own podcast, which should come in the early parts of February.
Exactly.
But I mean, check out her website. You can get an idea. She's a writer. She does voice work. And the website is gorgeous. I can't wait to unveil it to all you OTB fans. Really can't wait.
She doesn't have a foul mouth like yours.
Oh, no. She is way nicer than you are. A little bit nicer than me.
Of course. Well, you know, she's a nice person. We are not. That's why we're here.
You're a good guy at heart, Leon. You are.
Nah.
You are.
I'm pretty cold.
You're not. You want to pretend you are, but you bought me dinner last night.
Well, you're pretty destitute, Michael. It's the best I could do.
Thank you. You did buy me. I don't know if you wanted people to know that.
You look famished. You know, I needed to get you a sandwich.
Announce all the websites and whatnot, and the Facebook and the Twitter.
Well, you can follow us on Facebook, become a friend, go to Facebook.com, search for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. You can find us there. 168 of you have.
Is it at 170?
169. I don't know. I haven't looked in 3 days. One, you can go check it out. Join on there. The offer still stands. For number 300, you get a $20 gift certificate to the restaurant of your choosing.
Nice.
I'd go with the Taco Bell that buys you 20 tacos.
And a lifetime supply of diarrhea.
That's very true.
Spell diarrhea, by the way. You can't do it. Nobody can spell diarrhea.
No one knows how to spell diarrhea, but you get it after you eat anything. I can give you a peanut and you get diarrhea.
Okay, not true.
Okay.
Taco Bell, come on. Come on, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
Taco Bell is one of those things, but you know going into it what you're going
to
get.
See, we need more people to listen to this show because then we can get sponsors and we can get your ass free Taco Bell. I'm all for that.
Now, if Taco Bell starts sponsoring this show, you'll be singing Taco Bell, let me tell you, the cheesy chicken Gordiva enchilada, it goes in my stomach.
It's $5 in a box. It's bucks in a box. Yeah, well, I'll be all about that.
Also, you can check out the show on Twitter at OTB with Mike Leon on Twitter. Make sure to follow us on there. Get all our musings and 140 character or less post on the Twitter. And of course, you can email the show at OTB with Mike and Leon at gmail.com.
A few things to get to in this show as we approach the new year. One,
we're in the new year.
No, we're approaching the new year. Okay, I got it wrong. A few things. Let me try that again. Rewind. All right, a few things that we need to talk about as we are now in the new year. Of course, the man with the golden voice,
Ted
the homeless
Williams.
Man, Ted
not,
Williams.
Not the Hall of Fame baseball player with no head.
Yes. Wow. I've heard a lot of jokes like, I heard Bill Buckner and Bucky Dent are going to blah, blah, blah.
It's true. Ted Williams has no head.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that guy. Also, we got to get into the issue of smoking. People that smoke, and I have some
filthy,
good friends.
Filthy savages. That's
what
they are.
But they are allowed the excuse to let work, I'll say on average 10 minutes less per hour. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's more.
And when they say, hey, I'm going to go smoke, it's okay because they're smoking.
Yeah,
but if I was like, I'm just going to go chill outside and stand, you're not working. You're slacking off.
Yeah, well,
kind of bugs me, man.
Bastards.
Also, in the second part of this show, we'll have Dave Fafara on. He is Shenandoah Joe, coffee house. They brew their own coffee. Great stuff here in Charlottesville. He is a character. He is a hardcore Chicago sports fan. We'll get his insights on sports, coffee, and that's about it.
Maybe he can have a cup of coffee with Steve Bartman and they can have a little heart-to-heart.
Oh, he's a White Sox guy. He probably likes him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He does look like he does meth. Most White Sox fans do.
Why is that? Why do White Sox fans look like they do meth?
I don't know, but have you ever seen a White Sox fan that like looks like, you know, he has a job? Obviously, he has a job.
I guess so.
But most White Sox fans don't. I know our commander-in-chief, our president, but he's like, those are the only two.
Those are the only two
White Sox fans. And I think Barack is a bandwagon White Sox fan.
We'll have to ask Dave when he comes in about why he only wears shorts, by the way. The guy only wears shorts.
I respect that, though.
I know you do, but we gotta talk about that. Now, we also have a new segment on here, Adam, and we tried to get another guy, and he refused to do it. I want to know, it's just sort of like somebody on to talk about their love life and what's going on. I think at all radio shows, whatever level it might be, OTB, Howard Stern, Don Imus, whatever, people enjoy that. Don't you think so?
Oh, without a doubt. Everyone wants to see how someone else's love life is going. We can all relate, and you know, somehow, some way, I don't know how you did it. You got a woman to get engaged with you. I still am trying to figure out how you did that because you're probably the worst I've ever seen with girls. So we can't use you.
Right, right. Fair enough. And that's how about you? How did you figure it out?
Well, you mean,
all you do is drink beer and play video games.
Well, I'm like, I exude this charisma.
You are very sexy, man.
I am a sexy man, Michael. And when the big bear comes.
Right. Yeah, what happens when the big bear comes?
That's it. All the ladies just know, Mike. They just gravitate toward me. I don't have to put in the effort or the work. Not all of us can be afforded these luxuries that I have.
By the way, we should mention our old roommate when we lived together. I swear to God, he had a different girl over every night. One chick came over one time and was in a trench coat, went upstairs for 30, and left.
You know what? I respect.
Was in a trench coat.
I respect the hell out of her for that, though, because those other snooty bitches got in the way around my apartment. Listen, you're skank.
Now you sound terrible.
You're a skank, and you know that you're going to go and do what skanks do, and then you're going to leave. That's great. I respect that. But if you're a skank, and then you're going to hang around my apartment and get in my way afterwards, no, get the hell out of there. But I got respect. If you're going to go check in, check out, boom, bada bing, see you later.
Leon's rule of order. The skank rule by Leon Oliver.
The skank rule. And you should know that. If you're bringing home skanks, that's what you do. You go in, you go out. It's like the drive-thru. Boom, you're gone. You don't linger in the
restaurant.
You're gone,
Clyde.
With skanks. You don't linger around with skanks.
I went to the Syracuse University, and one of my best friends at Syracuse, the first time I met this
kid.
You
had friends?
I had friends, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. I know. You are so angered towards me. I had friends. Of course I had friends, baby.
I don't know that you had friends. Were they a figment of your imagination?
Both. Okay. But this kid I met on the first day, and I was like, this guy is fucking bizarre. I was like, he is weird. He's talking to me. And I was kind of like, holy shit, I got to get away from this kid. But well, for whatever reason, sort of like me and you, Leon, we just sort of became friends. We bonded. And Adam is now a key member of Outside the Box. We'll have him on every so often. This is sort of the trial. But Adam, welcome to Outside the Box. Hopefully you're still on the line because we've been talking for 10 minutes and 32 seconds.
Yeah, hi guys. How you doing?
Now, Adam has a crush on you, Leon. To Adam, talk about your crush on Leon.
Yeah. My question about Leon?
No, your crush. Your crush.
Wait, say that again. I can't.
This segment's not going over very well. Leon, Adam, you have a crush on Leon.
I have a crush on Leon.
A non-sexual crush.
The thing is, I have always wanted to talk to Leon about, have a political discussion with him because we fall on the same ends of the political spectrum.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Those damn liberals like Michael Pasegli ruining my country.
Enough about that.
Wait, where was I going with this? Oh, you know how he likes you, Leon, sort of like in Seinfeld when Costanza has a crush on Tony.
Tony.
Hey. So, Adam, thanks for coming on our program. I know you're a lifetime listener. Long time, first time. Yep. First time, long time.
It's first long time listener, first time caller.
So, Adam, we're going to get into your love life and what's going on. Is that okay? You don't mind?
I don't mind at all. No. I'm an open book.
Are there Vietnamese hookers involved?
Hooker, no. Okay. Actually, I have seen that show, Hookers at the Point, which was an interesting program. Initially, I thought it was titled Hookers at Gunpoint, but then I realized it was Hookers at the Point because I'm an idiot. My brother just laughed at me for that.
Adam, so what's going on with you right now? You single?
I am single at the moment. Dating here and there, you know, but I am single, not attached to anybody.
Have you gotten any recent dates? I mean, what's the latest Adam story with a date?
Oh, jeez. Let's see. Well, I went out with this girl recently. We went out to a nice little restaurant. It's actually, when you and Jess came up, Mike, it was the place I took you to.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Yeah.
What's the name? Where's this place at?
And
what's it called, Adam?
Le Bus.
Where's this at?
Philly. He's from Philly.
Okay.
It's located in Manayunk, which is like it's like a certain outskirts of Philly. It's a very nice area. I got all kinds of shops and little restaurants, coffee.
Okay, so strike one. You're in Philadelphia because so you're going to get shot. So strike one.
Yeah. So.
See, he likes you so much. I'll just keep laughing.
We're talking, and I come to find out that this girl is more or less a Dan geek, kind of like the girl from American Pie. And she's telling me all about how, I mean, she really was like her, except more personality. She wasn't like.
So what happened?
Oh my God. It wound up that I never saw her again.
Aw, did you call
pretty
her?
It was a disaster because, I mean, it's really, we had nothing in common. She was a nice person. I'm not going to lie and say she was, you know.
Did you find her sexually attractive?
You said that so creepy, sexually attractive.
Did you find her to be pretty?
I thought she was attractive, yeah, but she was.
Would you kick her out of bed?
There was no spark there, to be honest.
Did you ask her out again?
You know, romantic magic.
Did you ask her out again or no?
I did ask her out again, and things kind of, you know, we never really materialized, really. It was,
what did she...
I was always busy, she was always busy, you know, because she's a teacher, she's a music teacher, and not a big surprise there, and I'm a substitute teacher, so we were always...
I love you, but the way you say that, you're like, you know, she's a teacher, and I'm a substitute teacher.
Well, there's a hierarchy, Michael.
Sure.
It's just like radio.
Leon's right. There is a hierarchy. There is.
I know, but the way he said it was funny.
Technically, now I am a licensed teacher. So
excellent.
But at the time I was a substitute teacher.
Very cool.
That's nice.
Like Arthur on the Golden Girls.
I think this is going to work, Leon.
No,
I like this.
Of course.
I like this.
We got to get a little bit more background here. We got to know.
Yeah,
all right.
True.
All right, Adam. So when the big cat goes out hunting, what kind of game is he trying to pull?
You're the big
here?
Cat, by the way.
Well, so what?
I'm the big cat?
Yeah, when you walk into a restaurant, you walk into a bar, wherever you go, and you're scanning the room, you know, when your eyes lock in, what kind of girl is that locked in on?
Well, there's a book I was given by a certain person who will remain nameless called The Game. And it says you go for a group of girls, actually. And this actually takes, you know, liquid courage, also known as alcohol.
Quite familiar with this strategy.
You kick back one or two, and you go over to the group, and you go over for what I would say is a girl who's I wouldn't say necessarily the least attractive, but the girl who's nobody's really paying attention to the most.
Right.
And for some reason, there's like female psychology. I don't get it. But if you pay attention to her, the hottest girl in the group will all of a sudden start paying attention to you because she's going to go, hey, why is this guy paying attention to her? He should be paying attention to me.
Right. So
it's a strategy. It's strategery, if you will.
So has this worked?
I've used it a couple times. Yes, it has worked. But see, the truth is, girls like sensitive guys. And to be honest, if you want to be sensitive, you got to watch shows like Say Yes to the Dress.
Well,
this guy, and maybe we do this next time because I'm just I'm embarrassed.
Well, you watch that shit.
I don't watch Say Yes to the Dress.
You watch Cake Boss.
Cake Boss is different than Say Yes to the Dress.
It's women's
dipshit.
Programming. It's women's programming. Does it involve sports,
no,
firearms, or booze? It's women's programming.
No, that's not true. It has food.
Sports,
no,
firearms,
the women's
or
channel,
booze.
It has like Oxygen Network or something.
Now,
like
okay. Now, Adam, so you watch women's shows?
Well, I kind of got hooked in because initially.
Do you realize that there's like 200 plus people that listen to our podcast?
They don't know who he is.
I'm giving him a little warning.
It was kind of funny because I was walking through my house one day over the summer, and my mother is addicted to this show, and she goes, Adam, come here, you gotta see this. And she's showing me this girl who's, I don't know, like 300 pounds, and she's wearing a strapless dress. And she's going, now you see, she shouldn't be wearing a strapless dress. She should be wearing something covering herself up. And I'm going,
you do a good impression of your mom.
Over time, it was funny because over time I developed like an interest in the show, and then I like expanded out into
Leon, don't ever
shows.
Give me crap.
Adam, we got to work on this, man. We got to work on this.
Adam, I'm going to give you a little advice with girls. You ready?
Oh boy,
yeah.
Don't tell them you watch that.
That's probably the one thing that Mike and I will agree
tell them that.
You need to start watching HDNet. They have some great guy programming on there. They got the Drinking Made Easy. They got the Girls Gone Wild show. They got some things
on
there
I'll
about cars.
I do watch that. Is a great show. Is
okay. Now, be careful here.
It's kind of gruesome, but it's something like Well, no, there's two shows. Pawn Stores, that's not gruesome. That show is awesome. The guys, it's a Vegas pawn shop.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Called Golden Silver.
And the other one?
And they bring in all these, like, antiques and cool stuff.
All
and,
right, come on.
You know, they appraise it. But the other show is like 101 Ways to Die.
That show is cool.
I know you guys are going,
I've seen that show.
No, that's a damn good show.
I like it from the scientific aspect.
No, it is a cool show. I've seen some weird ones on there. They got weird, freaky stuff.
It's on like G4, like the Guys Network.
Yeah, that's good stuff. You need to watch some of that. I've done some of that stuff before and wonder how I didn't die. So
there was one I remember where a guy and a girl were, I guess, I don't know, a video sex maybe? Is that what it is? When they're like with computers and he like ties himself. And then it just so happens that someone robs his house as he's doing that.
Why is he tying himself?
Because he's a freak. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was freaky stuff. It was like weird stuff.
That's how that guy from Kung Fu died.
Maybe, I don't know if I want to know that story.
He was found in a closet and he hung himself with a belt.
Okay. No, too much. Too much.
Oh, my God.
Adam, so we can have you on every you know, once a month or something? You can give us your progress?
You can have me on as many times as you want, but I don't know. Give me a topic that I know more about. I don't know, something.
No, we're going to talk about women with you, baby.
This is definitely you. Adam, we are going to get you. You are going to be knocking them out like Wilt Chamberlain by the time this show is done.
The ass man. That's what I had printed on my backpack, is Ass Man.
There you go. I will say, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon is no way in shape, form, or reliable, liable for any pregnancies and or sexual diseases that are contracted through the course of listening to this program. And you do need to preface that right now.
Adam, I appreciate you coming on the show. We'll definitely have to keep a... it's good talking
pleasure,
with you.
Guys. This is a lot of fun.
Leon's not as great as you think he is, okay?
I am a fantastic human being. Don't let Michael Bisseglia slam
you. Do me a favor tomorrow, Adam?
Yeah.
You podcast, you repost us on Facebook?
Oh, of course I'm going to post it on Facebook. You know, I'm an egomaniac. I have to hear myself.
Now you'll fit in with the rest of
your show.
Thanks, Adam.
Good stuff.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
Take care, buddy.
It's a pleasure.
Bye.
Right, bye.
There you go. My friend Adam, now your friend, talking about his love life. I think that'll be a fun segment.
No, that'll be a fun segment. Mike, we are going
Hopefully to, we'll help
him. When we are done, I should say when I am done with him.
Yeah.
He is going to be knocking it out like Wilt Chamberlain.
Him and I went to parties together in college. There was a lot of standing on the side.
See, you gotta make yourself the center of attention. You got to get in there. You got to mix it up. You got to get some strange ass.
I wasn't the center of attention guy. Yeah, I don't think you were either.
You were in the corner sulking.
I was. I had a nice time sulking.
I drank 46 beers and took my shirt off. That's the kind of guy I was.
Yeah, I'm sure people really enjoyed that. Outside the Box, episode something or whatever. We're back. We have a website coming out. I'm very excited about all of this, Leon.
Very excited about all of it. And, you know, you mentioned earlier in the teaser some of the things that are going on right now. What's your whole take? I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this. What's your old take on this whole Ted Williams thing?
I feel it scares me, Leon, because I know that something from him is going to come out that is just gruesome, or he'll do something to screw things up. The story is, I mean, how can you not watch that story and just have your heart melt for the guy?
For those of you who live in Pittsburgh and don't have electricity.
this coming from the guy that can't pay his bills. Stop shitting on my city, baby.
I am well-versed financially, thank you.
All right, well, again, big news outside the box next episode.
Anyway,
bigger than our website.
So the guys that, you know, are in Pittsburgh and can't pay the bills or whatever.
Stop with that. None of that.
Okay.
Just do the story.
You've been living under a rock or Pittsburgh.
You who can't pay your bills.
There's this homeless guy. What are you talking about?
You shit on me, I shit on you.
That's slander. What are you, the savior for all things Pittsburgh?
Absolutely, baby.
What are you, PGH boy? You wear a little pair of Steeler underpants and leg warmers. You're walking around saving the world from Ben Roethlisberger raping people in bathrooms.
You know he's engaged.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Did he rape her too?
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, someone needs to check on that.
Look at this. I'm just saying, you would love Pittsburgh if you went there. Your Pittsburgh anger is similar to your Virginia anger. It is something internal from your youth that we're not going to divulge.
What is this, Dr. Laura?
Talk about your story. You need help.
Anyway.
We can admit
there
that.
There was a homeless gentleman in Columbus, Ohio, named Ted Williams.
Okay.
There just so happened to be a guy that whatever fish wrap newspaper is in Columbus driving along. So you know what? This is a good story. Videotaped it, put it up on the website. the thing with Ted Williams is he has an amazing voice.
True.
You pay him like a buck or whatever, and he'll talk in this cheesy radio. You're listening to WKXY.
Is that your cheesy radio voice?
You're listening to WKXY. First in news, first with traffic, first in your ass.
WKXY. Yeah. Only the best, always the best. Join us at 10 for all the latest news, sports, and weather.
All the latest news, sports, and weather. And Tracy coming up next. Now, that he's got right. an amazing radio voice.
Better than us.
Oh, far better than us. And apparently he worked in radio, fallen on hard times, did some drugs, had some alcohol issues, lost his job, was homeless.
Yeah.
This video took off all over the internet, everywhere.
Humongo.
Cleveland Cavaliers offered him a job, NFL Films offered him a job. He was on the Today Show. He's been on Dr. Phil.
It's been about a week now, right?
Yeah, it's been about a week, all these different places. He is blown up. He's gotten cleaned up. He's got work. Amazing story. Rags to riches story. Here's the thing with this.
Yeah.
And I think I feel a little bit this way, and I know some other radio people, not here, but other radio people I've talked to kind of feel this. It's almost unfair. You look at the guy that had an opportunity, he had a situation, and he fucked it up on his own.
And that almost helped him in the long run.
Yeah, and now he's going to be this, you know, big-time radio guy when there's people that are going to be busting their ass their entire lives. They'll never get to this.
I see where you're coming from, and I understand how people could feel that way, but this is America, and I hate to sound like a cheesy guy like this, but your path to greatness and however you get there, it's different for everyone. You have to look at every person separately. Take care of your business. Don't be bitter about it. Do what you need to do, and you will get to where you need to be. I mean, that's a fluke incident as well. You don't hear about those stories like that often. It just so happens that it's in our field, so you feel it a little more than if he's all of a sudden now on Wall Street.
Yeah, I mean, of course, but I think it's a great story. I want the guy to do well.
Absolutely.
But this guy's going to get further in his career than I ever will.
You don't know that. Outside the box of TB Productions.
But, you know, it's just like when you look at the Aaron Andrews of the world, who maybe not the best of sports reporters, maybe not the most knowledgeable sports people in the world, but they're nice to look at. And let's face it, if Aaron Andrews didn't look the way she looked, she wouldn't have her job.
No, she's a good reporter. I will say she's very good and professional, but I understand her looks
help. I think
help.
She's okay. She's at the higher end, but there are other reporters in that
same
vein.
Being a pretty girl helps.
Oh, of course.
Of course it does.
And they're going to make a lot more money in their broadcasting career than I am.
Because there's, you know, dudes watching this thing. Yeah, I get it. They know what they're doing. They want to make money.
You have to accept that, and that's part of it. And maybe this is part of it, but it kind of just rubs me a little bit the wrong way, where we're guys, every day that's going to work, we're grinding, we're pulling 8, 10, 12-hour days, and this guy was in that situation and screwed it up, and now he's going to get rewarded.
If there's anything we've learned from this, Leon, it is you need to become a drug addict and drink and become homeless, and then you will eventually be a big-time radio star.
There we go.
But by the way, I would say about 90% of radio people are drunks to begin with.
Oh, without a doubt.
I want to say 100, but that's not fair.
Think about for a living. You go into a dark room. We have the lights on right now, unfortunately. Yeah. You go into a dark room. You talk into a microphone. You're essentially talking to yourself. You're visualizing talking to other people for 4 or 5 hours a day. Yeah, you gotta have some issues.
Let's talk real quickly about this issue before we go to our interview in the next segment with Dave Fafaro from Shenandoah Joe. People that smoke, you and I are not non-smokers. We don't smoke.
Do not smoke.
We take our breaks at work, you know, whatever it might be, surf the internet, I don't know.
It's radio. But people dick around at work.
Right, right. But people that smoke have the luxury of being granted 10 to 15 minutes per hour to go outside because they got to smoke. You can't smoke in the building, so they need to go outside and smoke. And because they're addicted, well, they're addicted. They're smokers. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and this really rubs me the wrong way. And it's not just 10 to 15 minutes.
And I don't have a problem. I'm not for smoking, but if someone's a smoker, that's fine. I'm okay. I'm not okay with that, but I'm okay with that. But it's the luxury of the time.
Here's the thing. I'm from the South, Mike. Obviously, tobacco country. I've pulled tobacco. I grew up around it and stuff like that. I get it. It's big business down here in the South. I'm all for it. People want to smoke, it's fine. I don't want to smell it, but that's fine. But when you leave work and you're going outside for 20 minutes at a time smoking, and then you go back to work and you leave at the same time that I do. If you want to take those breaks, that's fine. But you stay the extra 40 minutes at the end of the day and work the same amount of time that I did. I couldn't just go out and say, you know what? Shit, I want to have a beer right now.
You should take,
I'm going to go out the parking lot.
You should take beer breaks at work. Be like, what are you doing? Just drinking a Miller.
You know how much of a nicer person I'd be? Our ratings would go through the roof.
I would love for you to be able to drink beer at work. You're a nicer person.
Oh, without a doubt. I could go out in the parking lot and have a beer, Mike, and just sit and shoot the breeze. Because smokers don't go alone. And that's another thing. Smokers don't go alone.
They do sometimes when they have no other options. They do seem to find each other.
They very rarely. It's like they have this sonar, too. They know when one of them gets it. And then all of a sudden, oh, you want to go smoke? Okay. And there's like five people outside for half an hour, and nothing fucking gets done because they're all outside smoking.
Now, there are people that do get their job done. So I don't want to say that just because you're a smoker, you're not great at your job. I know a lot of people that are great at their job. But they are granted that free access when non-smokers are not. Bottom line.
Let's say I wanted to go chew a stick of Big Red. Think I could go outside and chew some Big Red?
Like gum?
Yeah. You don't know what Big Red is?
I'm just double checking.
What did you think? That was a sexual term
or
something?
No, I thought maybe you meant chewing tobacco. It was some form of chewing tobacco.
Oh, like Skoal or Redman or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Well, even a chewing tobacco person, you think they would let you go outside and do dip?
That would be funny. I'm going to do a dip. Hey. That would be funny to watch. Although that might be even worse than that. I don't know. That was worse than smoking, but I don't know. There's something about the, you know, your cheek sticking out like that. Maybe we should get Adam, who was just on the line. Maybe we should get him doing that.
He does dip.
That guy watches. When I love you, Adam, but don't ever bring that up in a date that you watch. Say Yes to the Dress and whatnot.
No, because I'm an expert on women.
Oh, and you know what the funny part is? It's not funny. All our female listeners completely agree with that statement. I'm sure they do.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
I am an expert on women, as I said before. And see, like, when they first meet you, they put you onto ladders. It's either I'm going to sleep with you or I'm not going to sleep with you. Now, you can work your way off of that I'm going to sleep with you ladder. You can fall off of that ladder onto the other one. But when you get on the I'm not going to sleep with you ladder, it is damn hard. You better cure cancer. And even then, that might not help to get on the other ladder. So when you walk up and within the first 10 minutes, you say, yeah, well, I say yes to the dress. And you automatically become the gay friend.
Outside the box. We're back, baby. Leon, it's good to be here.
It's good to be here. I will. You know what, people, if you want to email in your love advice, I will take it to task. I will help you.
And now that we have a website, we can have comments. You can put in comments, comment about
your love questions to me. I will answer.
Or for Adam.
Or for Adam as well. I will, you know what? I'm gonna hook Adam up. Via this show, I'm going to hook Adam up.
So, where did you meet your wife? Outside the box.
Outside the box. You know what? Fuckmatch.com. I met her on Outside the Box.
Episode 16, 17, we're back. Dave Fafara, Shenandoah Joe is coming up next. Keep podcasting, baby.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
Second part of Outside the Box. Honestly, Leon, I don't remember what episode we're on. It might be 15. It might be 16. Shit, I don't really know anymore.
Keep track of this.
I can't. It's too much for me to handle. I'm not good with numbers. Thanks. I appreciate that. I got my Syracuse hoodie on right now.
Ooh, did you get that for Shotgun Driveways?
But Syracuse has a great broadcast.
The best. The best in the country.
And he's working here.
It's the best. It's the best in Charlottesville.
He's doing this show with me.
Well, that's you know, valid. Everybody's got to lower their standards.
Thank you very much. Exactly. There's the voice, Dave Fafara. Get the name right. I'm trying my best.
Don't stutter.
Shenandoah Joe, you might know the voice, of course, owning the coffee shops and the whole deal. We'll get into it. Coffee is good. But if I didn't have coffee in the morning, I would be a train wreck, an absolute train wreck. Would not be able to do anything on the air. Oh, I'd be awful. Miserable. I'm so hooked.
Unfortunately, Dave, I lived with this guy for like 3 years, and I've seen him without coffee in the morning.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
It's like an alcoholic going through the DTs.
It's
he's
unbelievable.
Like shaking. He's more of an asshole than what he is now.
That's hard to believe.
do you have the same sort of problem? You have to.
No.
How is that possible?
Okay, true story. This summer, I went a whole week, 7 days. and didn't tell anybody, and it didn't affect me.
Why did you go the week? I mean, was just, this a prove a point?
Just to see if how I could do it.
Were you antsy? Like,
no, not at all.
Office? Were you like smelling
not at all.
It and like
nope?
Getting up in the morning tough?
No. What I get? You know what time I get up in the morning?
What is it?
3:45, 4 o'clock every morning.
Than me.
6 days a week, and I sleep in on Sundays till 6.
6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
What time are you going to bed?
Between 11 and 11:30.
Wow.
So you're rolling on like 5-6 hours sleep, something like that. Maybe a little less.
5.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't. Do you take a nap?
Nope. Last time I took a nap was 1963.
You sound like Chris Callahan.
The last time I did, Mrs. Les said, "You guys got to take a kindergarten, take your nap. You know, you put your head down and you can't nap. You start looking around and
sure, sure.
You know, you take the flashlight."
As a 5-year-old, well, there you go,
dude. Southside of Chicago.
That's fair enough. So you are from Chicago.
Southside,
mention. Okay.
Inner city, not suburb. City.
So to explain the difference.
The difference.
Well, Southside Chicago is as opposed to I don't know Chicago.
Okay,
well
here's okay. Southside Chicago.
Yeah.
Bad Leroy Brown. Blue collar.
Right.
Warehouse work ethic. You're working 60 hours a week. Every week,
right.
Vacations are cleaning your house.
Right.
Northside Chicago, yuppies, people spoon in their mouth.
Mike Bisaglia.
Chicago Cub fans.
Right.
As opposed to the real team in Chicago, the Tri Sox.
Now, that, I guess I got a few questions then, thinking about that.
It's like Mets Yankees.
Is it, though? It's a
yeah.
little. Explain that Cubs White Sox rivalry because
okay, just
I don't really know that at all, to
okay.
be honest.
Okay. Mets Yankees.
Right.
Or, I don't know. Here, let me ask you a question first. Do Yankee, if you're a Yankee fan.
Yes.
You grew up in the Bronx.
Yes.
Can you be a Met fan?
No.
Okay. If you're a Met fan.
Yes.
Can you be a Yankee fan?
Yes.
Okay. Same in Chicago. If you're a White Sox fan, you cannot be a Cub fan.
Okay.
And if you're a Cub fan. You can be a White Sox fan because the Cubs fans are only fans for the social. They're not sports fans. They are not sports fans. Okay?
Sounds like Virginia fans.
Okay, but here's... Okay, 69 Mets.
Yes.
Okay? The only time that you... In 69, the only time you saw the Mets fans come out was when they were making a run against the Cubs, and then you started having them... With their placards holding their things off,
but I don't think that Met fans are fake. I don't know. I'd go there. There are some very passionate, diehard Met fans, and there are a lot of Yankee fans that are you know the poser Yankee fans with the hats not bent.
But that's New York City.
Okay,
but you're telling me the guy that grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, wearing a red Yankees hat isn't a diehard Yankee fan, Michael?
Well, he might be. I guess if he's a probably not
about Jolton Joe.
Probably not.
Okay,
but. So White Sox Cubs.
Yeah.
If you're a White Sox fan, you hate the Cubs. I mean, you hate them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one team I hate more than the Cubs. It's Carolina. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Carolina. I mean, maybe I put them in the same sentence. Carolina Cubs. I mean, can't stand them.
So how did you get from Chicago
to California?
Okay. Well, I guess there's some steps along the way to present day now. All right. So it starts in California.
Well, I was a diving coach.
All right.
And then I coached junior college, coached high school, coached age group, was successful, wanted to see if I could coach at the Division I level. UVA opened up and knew a couple people, made some calls and stuff like that, got an interview, got hired, and coached at UVA for 20 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. So then how did the evolution of the coffee, was that something that you thought
I just
you
fell
would
in,
ever get
into? No, I just fell into, well... Back in California, we'd surf in the morning, and as soon as we got done surfing, we'd go get a cup of coffee after you're done surfing, because you're in water that's 60 degrees, so
right.
Get a cup of coffee to warm up. We'd stop at a fruit stand and pick up like banana, orange, apple, whatever, and have that for breakfast with a cup of coffee and stuff. And they're a really cool place in Santa Cruz where I was living. Coffee shop that was right on the water, like right on the ocean.
Right.
And you sit there and go, you know what would be pretty cool? Having a coffee shop, go surfing, come in, get a cup of coffee, sit and bullshit with people all day long. It's like a retirement type thing.
Right.
And, you know, I happen to see an opportunity here in Charlottesville. There was Shenandoah Joe is an existing business. I'm the third owner.
Oh, okay.
The two people before me really didn't do much with the business, and I saw an opportunity, so took advantage of it, and we just grew it to where it is right now.
So, look, we've heard your ads and everything, and, you know, you always talk about how, you know, you make a pot of this, you make a pot of that, you know.
They work.
How do these things come to you? You just wake up in the middle of the night, and you know what? I'm going to put roast these with banana and chocolate and a scoop of sugar, and boom.
Leon, the middle of the night for him is when he wakes up, so it's true. Sort of the same.
You know what? But the thing is, it's just my mind is always going. It's always going. You know, like I'll be roasting, and I'll hear a song on the radio or something like that, like we're roasting, or, you know, in the shop or something, or like in my head I'll have like a song going and stuff like that. And I'll start putting, like, Bob Marley tunes to, like, got to have Java now, Java, got to, you know, and then stuff like that. But the thing is, my mind's always going. I have no idea where it's going half the time. It's
right.
Just going.
Yeah.
And that people, like, ask me about my energy and stuff like that. And I'm like, how do you do it? I'm like, and the truth, I tell everybody, I've been blessed with an abundance of energy. And
like
if
a
I don't,
superhero.
And if I don't use it, then it's not a blessing.
Good point.
What's the most relaxed you'll get?
Right now.
Right now?
Oh, yeah.
Playing some golf?
Yeah, with you.
Yeah, that's fun time.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
That's the drunkest I've ever been in Charlottesville.
No. And the thing was, he wasn't even
not even
the
close.
Drunkest. He wasn't even the drunkest out of the foursome.
A member of the team took his pants.
Driving the golf cart?
A member of, you know, all of us. A member of the team took his pants off.
Yeah.
Well, a member of the team took his pants off.
In the middle of the golf course.
It wouldn't
right
be
before the
drive. Function unless someone took off their pants.
Exactly.
So let's face it.
Yeah, but that was like, well, that was like, and you guys didn't even make it through 9 holes.
It was hot out that day.
But you didn't even make it through 9 holes.
Oh, we made it through 9 holes. It was like 15 where I said, I'm going home. I'm going to the food bar.
Absolutely.
You quit in the middle of a round of golf?
Oh, they couldn't stand.
It was too hot.
Come on, Mike.
It was so much.
No,
You've never even played golf, Leon.
How many
brothers play golf, man? Outside of Tiger. How many of us play golf?
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, that's, yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, we're actually, so funny.
Let's get into this because I'm a huge coffee drinker. Leon doesn't. You don't drink coffee.
I very rarely. Probably 10 times.
And he'll give me a hard time if I drink a cup of coffee that's not you can go ahead.
Oh well,
foo-foo?
If it's foo-foo, he gets mad at me. But I drink all. I love caffeine. I love all types. I don't segregate against coffee.
What are you, a French latte guy? Huh?
I'm not a latte person, personally. I like just coffee.
Do you know I've never had a milk-based drink in my life?
There you go. I respect
you
that.
You know what? I'm going to bump your man card up a little bit more. Also, the fact that you have shorts on right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I respect that.
It's 15 outside.
It's like 15, 20 degrees outside. It might snow. Of course, you're from Chicago. This is like
nothing. But you know, the thing is,
you have shorts on.
But if I can't, you talk about man card. If I can't go from my house to my car to my shop, or go from my house to my car to the pool deck, dude, I better hand in my man card and check my package.
Exactly. I like the way this man thinks.
Do you ever put pants on? I mean, is it like
funerals, weddings? Not even all weddings.
Some bar mitzvahs?
One. Funerals.
Yeah.
Occasional wedding and stuff if I have to.
Right.
30 minutes before Christy and I got married.
Yeah.
I was in shorts and sandals and a t-shirt. 30 minutes.
That. I respect that.
30 minutes. And then I walked my mom down the aisle in shorts, sandals, and a t-shirt. My best friend goes, dude, you get married in 30 minutes. I go, oh, I guess I got to go change. And then 30 minutes after the wedding, shorts, sandals, and a t-shirt.
So it's sleeping, no pajamas. Definitely not in.
Oh, you know what? The only pajamas that I've ever had were the same kind that Ralphie had in A Christmas Story. Do you know which ones I'm talking about?
I'm trying to think of the movie.
The Pink Rabbit ones, dude.
I missed
it. I've never seen A Christmas
You've never
story.
Seen A Christmas Story?
I somehow along the way, my
That
parents...
is the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
I like Scrooge with Bill Murray. Or Scrooge.
That's
my
Christmas
favorite.
Story. Red Ryder, BB Gun.
Do they have any Hanukkah movies, Mike?
There was one with Adam Sandler, the cartoon.
That's Eight Crazy Nights. Isn't that like a? That's like something you sit and watch with your family.
Well, it's the closest thing I can think of.
Do you celebrate Hanukkah?
I do.
Like religiously?
I light the menorah. That's
he expects me to give him 8 gifts. I don't give him shit.
Okay, so you follow it religiously?
I'm not sure how you're using that word.
Okay, religiously, as in.
I say the blessings with the menorah. Have a nice little snack. That's about it.
Okay,
but not
hardcore.
Not hardcore, right?
Okay, but not
your typical Jew, I suppose. Okay. I can say that, but yeah. But you know,
what are you, Watley? You converted for the jokes?
No,
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Like,
what do you call it? It's like the holiday Catholics. You know, Easter and Christmas.
Easter and Christmas.
There you go. Wow. See, that's what I love. I knew when you came in here, I didn't know where the interview would go. I knew it was going to go in all different directions, and I love that, I appreciate it.
You're a guy. You're from the south side of Chicago, so that's hard, you know,
hardcore.
Lunch pail, Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Right?
You know, now, how do you take to, the guys on the north side, you know, you talked a little bit about the more upper crust.
Well, you both root for the Bears, though. I mean, right?
Yeah, because there's only one team.
So you come together for Sunday, and you both root for the Bulls and Blackhawks.
Yeah, but here's the difference. No, here's the difference. Here's the difference. You go to a Blackhawks game and go to a Bulls game, two completely different fan bases.
Sure.
Blackhawk games, blue collar. Like my sister, our season tickets used to be on the ice in the corner. My sister would break glass. Like if guys were in the corner, they'd be beaten on the glass.
Right.
Now our season tickets for Blackhawks are like up a couple levels because of, you know, changing and stuff like that. But completely different. Chicago Blackhawk fans, blue collar. Bull fans, you know, guys in shirts and ties and 3-piece suits. And,
right.
You know, completely different. You'll see some blue collar, but, you know.
Different world.
Oh, completely.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like. Again, Ranger, Islander fans.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different.
They're Islander fans?
Very strong Islander
fans. Very strong Islander fans.
No, they're not. Okay,
here it is. Who won the last cup between those two, Islanders or Rangers?
I believe it was another
Islanders.
They had a streak of what? They had a huge streak. They're terrible now, they've been, but they had a streak where they were winning year.
In the 80s.
What do you mean? But the Islanders, what do you call it? Did you see the Islanders last 5 games?
Are they playing better?
Oh, they beat Detroit. They beat Vancouver. I think San Jose.
Man, they've been on the roll.
Got shut out 5-0 by the Blackhawks.
So would the Bears then be a mix? Because that's just the way it is. It's just football.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. Football. Yeah, everybody likes football.
Right.
So you know it's like, you know, it's like G-men and Giants. Here's the difference. And I know you're a Hokie fan.
I'm not a Hokie fan.
Oh, you're such a homer.
Here we go.
Dude, you're such a homer.
You know, before he got the jobs at UVA, he was a diehard Cavalier fan. Diehard Cavalier
fan.
Dude,
you're such a homer.
Once you get inside the factory and see how the sausage gets made a little bit, you look at things a little bit differently. They don't have what it takes to win here.
So
Virginia. And
they did when George Welch was here. And I've been here 20 years.
They got to number one in the country, but they haven't had the type of success like 10 in a row, 7-win seasons that Virginia had. George Welch
had 10 years.
George Welch had 2 ACC championships, both shared titles. Virginia Tech's won what, 3 out of the last 4?
Okay, but wait, if you go back, George Welch had 10 years of 10 wins or more?
No, George Welch had like 10 years of like 7 wins or more. They were a consistent 7 winner. Virginia's never won 10 games in the season yet.
I bet you if you pull it up, I bet you they had.
I'll look it up. But there's a deeper underlining anger of Virginia from you, Liam. Or something. There's something
anger
there.
Towards Virginia.
There's something there.
Much like
resentment that they're not doing good.
You talk about the upper crust. Actually, you know, I've removed myself from the situation of being a fan when I took this job in the media. But Virginia fans get at me a little bit because you know they're from the upper crust and they look down upon Virginia Tech and they ridicule Virginia Tech and they ridicule the rest of these schools and all you care about is football and it's like okay Virginia's good in tiddlywinks, that's great, what the hell does it mean? And basketball is what butters the bread.
Yeah, but if you look at other sports and stuff like that between the two schools, okay, you look at football and basketball. Seth Greenberg, how many championships has he won?
Oh, he's got none.
Exactly.
They've been more successful during that stretch than Virginia has.
That's because of
13 straight with 7+.
Okay.
Pretty good. 13 straight with 7
And how many
plus.
Of those were 10 wins?
Just wait,
hold on.
The one 10 win in 89.
That's right, 89.
But a good amount of nines, 3 9s, handful of 8s, and then a handful of 7s.
Virginia Tech is at 7 10-win seasons in a row.
It's 13.
Virginia was Boston College. Virginia was Syracuse. They were a good, not great program. You look at them and say, oh, top 25.
Would you say Virginia Tech's a great program?
They're respectable. I think they're a good program, not great.
There's not many great programs, though. No. I mean, outside
the SEC.
Florida's, Texas's, Alabama's. No, Virginia Tech hasn't gotten into that conversation yet. But
why is that?
Haven't been able to beat top five teams.
Why
is that?
To win big games.
Coaching, players.
The top talent in the state, the elite upper crust talent in the state, leaves the state always. Percy Harvin's guys like that leave the state.
Do you think a guy that is a great football mind coach could get one win once and figure it out?
I think they could. They've had some things go wrong. There was the national championship game. It was a horrible punt situation in that 99 game against Florida State. But they've had some opportunities. Don't get me wrong. They have choked. I'm not a Hokie fan, not defending them, but their program.
Oh, you're a homer.
Light years ahead of.
So why do you hate the Tar Heels?
Tar Holes?
Yeah, why? Why them?
Dude, it's
you
Carolina.
Didn't hate them when you were in Chicago, though. I mean, you
I didn't
probably
know
didn't
about
even
them.
Care.
Dude, it's a Virginia thing.
Yeah, it's Jordan went there. You probably liked him.
You know, the funny thing was is that even when the Bulls were winning, I wasn't a big Bull fan. I mean, I liked them because they're Chicago, but it wasn't like we were diehard. Like, we've had season. I mean, if I had season tickets, White Sox, Bears, Hawks. That's it. Real sports.
So you just hate Carolina?
Oh, yeah. You know what UNC stands for.
What does it stand for?
University of No Class.
Do you agree with that?
I was a Virginia fan, and I know this is blasphemous. I grew up, I liked Mr. Wolf when I was a kid. I was an NC State fan, so I have very little love for the Tar Heel organization.
See, now I liked Wolfpack just because of Jimmy V and what he brought every game.
It's a great guy.
As a coach.
They did a disservice running him out of town there.
I feel like I'd be an NC State fan if I was in North Carolina.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
I would.
Look at my sports teams.
You'd be a Duke fan.
Look at my sports teams.
You'd be a Duke
fan. I picked the Mets over the Yankees. I picked the Nets over the Knicks. I did pick the Giants over the Jets. But, I mean, my track record shows I like the poor team.
Yeah, but you're from New Jersey.
But what does that matter?
Well, Duke is the University of New Jersey at Durham, Mike, so you would fit right in there with that.
I'd be a Wolfpack fan. I like teams that are not as good, typically, in the comparison in the city.
You'd be a good Dukie. I can see you.
I don't see you as a Duke.
I'm not
fan.
A Duke. I'm not a Duke. Are you
I don't see
a Dukie?
No.
I can definitely see that. You the rest of your little Jersey hooligans.
I think you're a little off with this one.
I would see you more of a St. John's fan.
Yeah, I could be. I'm a Syracuse guy.
Yeah, that's you're looking at Duke and. I'd say you'd be more of a St. John's fan.
I'd be the team that rooted for. I rooted for
Luke Carnesecca.
I rooted for Seton Hall. I liked Seton Hall as a kid. Like, I liked bad teams. Seton Hall sucks. Good year where they went to the Sweet 16.
We once knew a guy that played at Seton Hall, and he'll make it out to believe that Seton Hall is the greatest program ever. Got off. You know that guy I'm talking about, too.
Yeah, I don't remember
his
name.
He works at Vanderbilt now.
Well, we got to wrap things up, but I appreciate all the Chicago love. Anything you want to say about your coffee, I'll give you some free ad time here. It tastes good.
It's great tasting. It tastes good. The best coffee in Charlottesville, my opinion.
Can we make Leon try some?
Anytime you give him he a wants.
Cup?
We'll get Leon a cup.
I've actually had an iced coffee at his place before.
Did you really?
An associate, had a meeting there, a nice meeting to talk to him. I thought it was a lovely establishment. Had a nice cup of iced coffee there.
Lovely establishment.
You've got some interesting guys hanging out in there sometimes.
Oh, I know.
Oh, there's some characters.
But you know what? The thing is that that's part of life. I mean, you know, you bring everybody from all walks of life and all, you know, economic backgrounds.
Why is iced coffee more than hot coffee?
Because it's twice as you have more coffee in it, so it costs more to make.
Huh. Okay.
The price of ice now in Charlottesville?
Is it awful?
Oh my gosh!
Ice is expensive.
I have no idea.
You pulled the shit out of me.
You stick fucking tray in the freezer.
Oh, that's a little scary. How good that was. we gotta end.
I gotta say though, I will say, Dave, if you can make a beer flavored coffee,
we did.
I'm your guy,
dude. We did it at South Street. We did. It was Jacques and I at South Street. We did an espresso porter, and we did 8 barrels And it was on tap at South Street for like all of December, and it was awesome.
Get your act together,
Leon. No one alerted me of this.
Do you ever go to South Street?
Not really.
Oh, see?
I love South Street.
Oh, yeah. We did an espresso porter that was awesome. And we do, and Jacques and I do beer ales or all the time.
I am a big beer guy, so you make some coffee beer. You let me know.
How about we bring a recorder out? I have that new little video thing.
No, look at you step into the 18th century. Oh,
it's like 2007. Yeah. For me. I got a TV and stuff. Why don't we videotape you drinking the beer coffee?
I'll put some beer coffee down.
Would that be cool?
What do you call it? You know, I might surprise you guys. You never know.
Okay.
Beer coffee.
You know, I feel like everyone stole this idea from Drew Carey. Buzz beer? You
ever seen Buzz beer?
Buzz beer.
Oh, yeah.
Drew Carey show. That was the best part about Cleveland. It never really existed. What does that say about Cleveland?
Oh, no, that wasn't the best part about Cleveland.
Which city do you hate the most in sports?
Hate the most in sports.
Which teams do you dislike? I know you dislike the Cubs, but
just asked two different questions. You said which teams.
Which city sports? Yeah, because, I mean, outside of the Cub hatred, if you were like, you know, I just cannot stand the L.A. Clippers. They just drive me nuts.
How could you hate the Clippers? They're nothing.
The Clippers. The Sacramento Kings just drive me crazy. Well, I'm just giving an example.
Soon they'd be Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. The Florida Marlins. If they win the World Series one more year.
Minneapolis. Twins and Vikings.
Viking fans suck.
Oh, no. The worst fans? The worst fans? Redskin fans.
They're
fans.
How can you put us in that conversation? Philadelphia fans.
I love Philly fans. They're so passionate about their team.
They booed Santa.
You know, I booed Santa when he didn't give me a Christmas present that I wanted.
I'm not going to answer that.
You know, you booed the menorah.
On the little girl. Philadelphia people are savage. I stay the hell away from that team.
Oh, they're so passionate about their team.
They are passionate.
Teams.
I have to respect that. I mean, I hate them, but I do respect them.
They're so passionate.
Are savage, but they're like Philadelphia's dumber, uglier stepbrother. That's what Pittsburgh is to Philadelphia.
Oh, I can't say that one's dumber than the other because they're pretty, both pretty not bright.
I have a lot of Pittsburgh connections. I was a Bucco fan as a kid.
What are you going to get the Pittsburgh Mafia after me? You're going to get some Yins after me.
Yins.
How could you be a Bucco fan?
That's a joke.
You're not funny.
I didn't get that. How is that funny?
Outside the box, I think we got to wrap it up because you two are giving
me
Mets
baseball.
Mets are going to win the World Series this year. And I'm saying the Jets will beat the Patriots this weekend.
That's what Rex Ryan thinks.
I believe in Rex Ryan. I'm on the sexy Rexy bandwagon.
I bet he rubbed his kicker's feet after that field goal. I bet he thoroughly enjoyed that. Made a nice little video.
We cannot end this program.
Pedicure? Yeah, give him a nice little pedicure.
Dave, we'll have to have you on again.
Thanks, man.
That might be a yes, that might be a no. Outside the box, Leon, it's good to be back. We should mention again the website very close to being finalized.
Very close to being finalized. Also, make sure to check out the Facebook, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. There is the Twitter, OTB with Mike Leon. It's been a pleasure. And Pittsburgh, you can still go fuck yourselves.
the anger. DC Sports sucks the most.
Am I going to argue that?
Hail to the Redskins. Wizards have not won a road game this year, and the Capitals will fall on their fucking face again.
The Capitals aren't going to do anything this year.
The Mets have already been eliminated from postseason contention.
Incorrect. They have not played a game yet. They're 0-0. Look at the standings.
The Caps aren't going to do anything this year.
Does he look like a bad assistant coach for a high school football team in that jacket? A little bit? Okay.
See, thank you.
Thank you. Outside the box, we're out of here.
I got smoke in my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Woke up in my rocking chair, holding a beer in my hand. Sporting a neon tan. My stereo cranked up, I can't find my truck. How'd I get home from the club? Ain't got a clue what went down. So I started calling around, and
don't care.